All right, Coach. I mean, it felt like you guys played pretty well. Just ran into a buzzsaw tonight. Your takeaways?
Well, they're really good. Their rebounding was even better than I thought, if that could be a thing. But I knew that would be a problem going in for us. 34 is really good around the rim. But my thoughts are our kids battle hard. That could have been a game that got away from us. And the one thing, our kids are very resilient. We come out 21-17, I think, was the first half. I think we played them pretty much equal in the second half. And you're probably looking at the last 5-6 minutes of the second quarter, we kind of doomed us a little bit. So it's a game of runs, and we just unfortunately couldn't overcome that. We couldn't get stops, and when we did, we didn't get any rebounds. But our kids kept battling. They played good defense. They started to switch stuff up. They have a lot of length. Our kids were hitting shots. I thought our kids were loose and ready. I'm really proud of our kids. I mean, that's a tough team to have to play. That's could potentially be a state championship team. I know they're ranked number one and have been most of the season. So I'm proud of our kids. That's a great team. Hats off to them. And good luck to them as well.
You actually outscored them in the third quarter there by 1 point. What did you do defensively to try and make adjustments?
Well, we've been doing a lot of press this year, and I was wondering if that would work. We kind of went off the trap a little bit, but they're just such good passers, and they can all take it to the hole. And I thought they really, more than any team we've played really so far, they were able to get the ball up court and then attack downhill on us. And so we just didn't get any steals. I don't know how many steals we had, probably not that many. But you know that defense, like when you see against Bedford, the turnovers were part of the reason that led to some of our runs, and we didn't get that. We had to get most of our stuff in the half court tonight, which I thought we actually did a really good job on. You know, we had 54 points, which is about right what we scored the last two games, and this defense was really good, long. I mean, we got to the basket a little bit, but I wish we could have got a few more steals on them, but we didn't, because you saw what happened down the other end. If we didn't get stops on them, they pretty much got old rebounds and putbacks on us. So that's kind of where I thought we lost the game, kind of around the hoop.
Don't you wish each of your guys were like about 2 or 3 inches taller?
Well, I wish we matched some of their height stats, yes, but I wouldn't trade our kids for anything. They fought. I think you saw a big fight out of them tonight, especially our seniors. You know, to come in there, and even when the game got away a little bit, I don't know if it ever got to 20, but it started to get away, and our kids bounced back and, you know, even gave a little life there in the second half. And I'm really proud of our kids, because we have a lot of height and heart, I suppose you could say, so...
A lot of heart there by Owen Fenner in that one. 19 points for him, hitting from outside. Your team really shooting the ball well from outside. What's Fenner been like for your team this year, and how important was it for you guys to be able to hit those three-pointers, especially trying to stay in the game?
Well, we knew coming in, Horn likes to – I figured they would try to put him on maybe someone that hasn't hit a lot lately, which Owen's a great shooter, and he probably hasn't shown it the last couple weeks, so I thought maybe they'd put him on Dawson maybe. So I knew he likes to float, and he gets a lot of blocks around the rim. And so I thought we're going to have a chance to get some shots, and maybe not super open, but at least get them off. And that was one of the ways we had to stay in the game. I think we had 11 or 12 threes. So, to see Owen come out, and really what I was impressed with, he attacked the basket a couple times. Really nice, too, on Horn. They probably weren't ready for that, and knocking down some shots, catch and shoot type stuff. So it was really good, especially building momentum for the offseason and into next year, to see Owen get that kind of glimmer back in his eye. And I thought he had it tonight. So really good job by Owen.
You kind of talked about the team being loose and being ready for this game. Obviously, there's a lot of that state championship experience from guys in cross country and in track. But how did you see them just kind of grow into that this season on the basketball court and go out there and give, you know, the top team in the state a fight for that first quarter and then that second half as well?
Yeah, we've used a lot with state. We have a lot of state champions in track from last spring. In the last 12 months, I think we have six state champions, seven, eight, when you count some of our bench players, with state cross country. So we really try to use that to run. And that's a lot of times because of our lack of size, you see us kind of on the full court, try to get steals and make it a 94-foot game. And, so I play on that quite a bit, state championship. And that's a credit, too, to the other coaches and the other programs. I know I've said it before, but Daryl Frayne, Tyler Johansson are in the weight room getting that stuff going. They do most of that. They do all the strength and conditioning. And then Alex Oliver's prepared them unbelievably in track. And I think being able to go, I mean, even hitting those shots at the end after playing full court defense the whole game, trying to slug your way out with kids that are 6-7 inches taller than you, trying to get rebounds, but still be able to knock down those shots is a testament to how good a shape our guys are in. And, so we definitely use that this year.
What can you say just about this incredible run by your team in the playoffs? I mean, it went over Southwest Valley. It went over Bedford. And then to get the opportunity to come here at Drake and play a very good team, what do you feel like you learned from your team in this stretch?
I think resilience, and you just never know. The season's kind of split into three. You know, you got December, January, and February. You just never know, and especially when your Daubers get down maybe a little bit in that, the grind of our conference season, which, I mean, we had four. I don't know what we got tonight. I'm really curious to some of the scores. But to go through that, but I told them, high school kids too, it's hard to do that when stuff gets down, to stay within it. I've talked before about some of the games this season. We were maybe down double digits and we came back. And just being able to come back from maybe a midseason slump and come back at the end and put it together and play with each other. And you hear a lot of them talk. I know when you guys are talking to them, I love to watch their interviews and talking about, I love playing with these guys. And they just never quit. Even tonight was an example. They just never quit. They hit shots. They stayed up in a full court press. They tried to help each other out the best they could. They tried to check out Horn and keep them out from the rim, you know. So that's just, that's the stuff they do. And to have that and be resilient, it makes me really grateful as a coach. Yeah, just to have those types of kids and that type of quality character that we're never going to give up all the way to the end.
Tell us about the seniors of this class for you and what they've meant to this team and what they've meant to you over the course of their careers.
I mean, a lot. It's really hard to give that senior speech every year. I didn't have to do it last year because we didn't have any seniors, so I was a little out of practice. It's been a long time since I did, but I think of, like, Brody, where he finished. I mean, he's going to be one of the top, maybe the top single-season 3-point percentage shooters. That was a kid that his freshman year and sophomore year, he didn't have great percentages, but he stuck in the gym and he kept shooting, and he was lacing threes this year at a high clip. So to have him in that state championship mentality has just been unbelievable. I love to watch him. He doesn't smile, he's just kind of stoic, and so when you see him smile, like, I'm gonna really miss trying to get him to smile on the court or in practice, you know, because he doesn't give it up a lot. So you know, to see that work pay off for him and have the season he did and to finish like that. Dawson Henderson, you know, I talk a lot about when I think he was a sophomore and we went over to Logan, and their coach said something to our AD, to Daryl, like, Dawson Henderson, who the heck is Dawson Henderson? And the kid rebounds, you know, we talked about, I think he had 8 rebounds. He's had multiple double-digit rebound games, and if you look at him, guys, he's not, I mean, he's a cross-country runner. He's not tall, and he's just unafraid of anybody and to attack anything, and there's no opponent that's going to make him back down or be scared. And those two Hendos together, man, they were very awesome. And then I look at Dane Martins, was really special to me. He got at the end there and got a rebound, so I'm really happy for him. But I mean, maybe you guys see it as you cover, but a lot of seniors to that point don't stick it out. And he stuck it out for his team. He loved his teammates. He's the first one to, we needed extra guys in the freshman group. He jumps in as a senior. He comes to me and says, I think I can help the JV. I'm like, are you okay playing JV as a senior? He's like, absolutely. He's given up his jersey before. To Grady Jepson when he got bloody one game. He went and gave his jersey to him, and that's the kind of quality kid he is. And that's the things that mean a lot to me. I tell him it means sometimes almost more to me when kids choose you as a coach and your coaching staff and your program and the kids on your team. It just means a lot, because I don't think kids don't just stick it out anymore. If it's not going their way, they're not getting the playing time they want. So Dane Martin needs a shout as well. So those three are very special, very, very special to me in our program.
Coach, appreciate it.
All right, thank you.